I think I'm supposed to tell you who's on the show. Tonight we have Carl Jackson and John Starling, Jim Lauderdale, and please, let's not waste any more time and get right into it and have our first guest, Mr. Dwight Yoakam.
One day the train's passing, I caught it coming by. I left this whole world of there and the God blue sky. My darling stood there waving as I was looking back. I left my baby crying in the smoke along the track. Bye-bye so long as something down the track is on me. Bye-bye so long, I guess it's just the way I'll always be. When I get that feeling, don't try to hold me back. I'll only leave you crying in the smoke along the track. Helps me when I'm blue. Get the urge to travel, all I want to do. I know I just can't settle down because I like to roam. When I hear that whistle blow, I've got to move along. Bye-bye so long as something down the track is calling me. Bye-bye so long, I guess it's just the way I'll always be. When I get that feeling, don't try to hold me back. I'll only leave you crying in the smoke along the track. Go ahead there, Carl. She don't understand me when I'm feeling blue. When I hear that whistle blow, I hurry home fast. Kiss my baby crying in the smoke along the track. Bye-bye so long as something down the track is calling me. Bye-bye so long, I guess it's just the way I'll always be. Feeling, don't try to hold me back. I'll only leave you crying in the smoke along the track. I'll only leave you crying in the smoke along the track. I'll just leave you crying in the smoke along the track.
Jackson
Stonewall.
Song. Yeah.
Stonewall. Saw him the other night over at the Opry.
That's right. Somebody just told me you made your debut on the Opry.
My debut at a late age.
Well, it's never too late.
It was, oh, never for the Opry, I'll tell you. It was a real...
Was it a real treat?
Real experience, yeah. Mm-hmm. It was a lot of fun. I really, really enjoyed it. And played with part of the Opry band, and it was great. It was a lot of fun.
That's
and
great.
Stonewall was there. Got to meet him for the first time and talk to him, and... You know, I cut that. I think you just cut that, didn't you?
I just cut it on
I cut it a couple years ago.
And, Ryman, yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good
song. Great song.
But now you've been doing some other stuff that is not musical, they tell me, and I'm really fascinated with this. You've been doing some acting.
Yeah, a little bit.
Tell us about that. Yeah.
Well, I was involved in theater when I was, young in my high school years, and then some in my college years. And I'd always wanted to get back to it. And the opportunity arose a couple years ago to do a pilot. And I did some of that, or I did that. And did an episode of P.S. I Love You, which was a network show.
Yeah.
About a month ago. And thank you. I thank you on behalf of the producers of that show. And I did that actually with Kelly Willis. And then recently, in the last 3 weeks, I'm in a scene in an upcoming film called Red Rock West with Dennis Hopper and Nicolas Cage. I do a scene with Nicolas, so that's a lot of fun.
I mean, I'm very impressed. That's terrific, isn't it?
Well, we'll see. We'll see if it makes it to the screen.
Well, you know, I tried. I've only played myself in films, you know, like with the Honeysuckle Rose and a few other things.
But
I found it just so terrifying to just know how to put one foot in front of the other.
Really?
I was supposed to be acting. I couldn't be natural, so I was glad that I was able to sing.
The functional part of it that I found hard was just, it's all shot out of context, and you know, you have to, it's very fragmented, as you know, if you did that. It's very fragmented, and so you have to really focus, and it's kind of a solitary thing. You kind of go do it by yourself, come back and be ready, and I enjoy it, and hopefully I'll be able to do it some more. So.
Well, one of the reasons that you haven't been doing a lot of touring is because you've been concentrating on acting, but you are going to be doing
this
some
year.
Touring. I'm sure the fans are going to be happy to know.
Yeah, most of the spring and summer.
Great. I sat in with you at your show, your one show.
My tour.
Your tour. He did.
If there was a tour.
If there was a tour. And he did one show at the Universal Amphitheater. It was sold out. The joint was jumping, let me tell you.
We had a lot of fun.
And we did a version of Jambalaya that almost got us arrested.
It scared us. It scared the people in the house.
Almost got our country music license taken away from us.
No.
But it was all in the
it was a lot of
the
fun,
name
actually.
Of spontaneity, right?
I'll tell you, it was in the name of spontaneity. I know that. Yeah, that's the name of that and other things. It was actually, in defense of Emmy, she did a terrific job. We just kind of threw a second line.
You're supposed to say that.
Oh, well, you're the hostess. We
did it. Don't you forget it.
We're the host person, whatever. We did Sin City, though, and that was nice.
That
I like
was
Sin
nice.
City.
That
cool.
was nice.
But it was fun, and you've always been real gracious to me. I you know, I've said this, it's on stage, and I know you don't want to hear it, but you were there to support us the very first record, and Emmy took us on tour with us. The first dates we had after we had Honky Tonk Man come out, and I'll always be indebted to you for that. And
well,
thank you for that.
I don't think anybody could have stopped your success, but I appreciate that. In fact, you know, it seems to me that we did Nashville Now together. Am I correct? Were Pinkerton Bowden on here with the pig on that show?
No, not the show.
All right, well, that was
night you went out with them. Where did you? You went to a party with them, didn't you? And they brought the pig. No, they didn't have the pig on our show.
Can we shut his microphone off, please? No. Do I have the power to do this?
And then, along about 2 in the morning, Emmy called me at home.
All right. Well, actually,
anyway,
we've got to take a quick break right now. Actually, so Gary's got something that he needs to tell you.